Hey, where's your Diet Cokes?
I got one.
Double fisted.
The boys are here.
What's up?
What? Uh-oh, something. Is that a turtleneck or?
It's a medical emergency.
A medical emergency? Right now or earlier today or like last night, yesterday?
11:10.
This more
11:10, sir.
Okay.
This looks to me like I'm trying to get over. You know, this looks like an auto scan right there.
Right there?
Oh, yeah.
He works for the Mavs. This is right when he would use this to try to get out of work. It's nothing interesting going on.
They call the tough lawyer, what is it?
Randy Essenberg?
Yeah, something like that.
Better call Saul, whoever our sponsor is. You get that?
Yes.
All right, good.
Very nice.
All right, what's the deal, man? You got this big white gauze looking wrap around your neck.
They can only touch on it because he's got a package for
11:10. I'll give you guys a sneak picture preview though, and he did. Oh, I don't want to show you this.
Is this like really like wide open gruesome?
I was in the emergency.
Oh, you got a neck tat.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh yes, nice.
Me and Deshaun had a little medium.
Did you do it at his house with his personal tattoo? Yeah,
absolutely.
He flew me
to Orlando.
Millard Fillmore, like we were talking about.
That's right.
Mr. A. Arthur.
Go ahead, show him the picture. He got an NBA trophy on it.
Is this like open wound blood and stuff?
All right, I'm going to put this picture on whatever, our Twitter and Facebook and stuff. But just
are you going to put the gruesome one?
No, I'll put that one.
All right,
but just to tease what he would look in the mirror and see.
I had a little issue, a little medical issue. We're going to get into.
Man, I got
natural reaction.
Ah! The hell is that?
All right, here's Scott. Here's Scott's first look.
Let's get that. Serious.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Natural.
Okay.
Yeah,
be honest. Over.
Oh, good Lord. Whoa. Where did that come from?
Dude.
I mean, did you eat chicken after midnight? Is that like
contagious?
A gremlin that popped out of your throat? What's up?
He showed that to me, and I got my hand. Like, if you find something wrong with yourself, how that feels, like, you go, oh, my God.
Oh,
I freaked out. I almost tackled him and dragged him to the hospital.
I mean, did that happen suddenly? Was it like a couple of days?
11:10, sir.
Man, I got it. That's unbelievable.
I mean, is your day altered because of seeing this picture?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I was going to lunch.
Yep.
No more.
So at Cash Sports or at Mike Soroy or on Cirque du Soroy on Facebook. Right when I saw this morning, I go, so can I put a picture of this
thing
up?
Thank God I don't have to wait long to hear it because this is going to be amazing.
And I think he said no. And then look at these guys, they're all squirming.
I'll never look at ingrown hairs the same way
again. It's not that bad. Everything's okay. Look at me. See, now I've got the Band-Aid.
I'd rather see what's on that than what's under there for now.
Trust me, there's stuff on there that you don't want to see.
Oh, God.
My wife, we'll get into it, but my wife was in the little emergency room, little emergency surgery thing we had.
God.
She decided to start snapping away. Just taking pictures.
I couldn't take that.
You know? I guess that's how...
I'd pass out.
I guess that's how it is
emergency surgery.
Yeah.
Well, the emergency room surgery.
Wow.
Oh, that thing.
I know it's coming at 11:10. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think 11:10 will be the filet of the show.
Mm.
Yeah, the neck. Oh my God! Right.
I just had a thought.
Don't you both encourage? Well, not encourage.
Well,
looking at
thought.
That picture.
Yeah, it's.
What if
you have to
it's
see
a, it's
it?
We're all
tale.
Laughing about this and joking about this. The three of us, not the infected one. But
the infected.
What if, what if this is like a sci-fi thing, and he's really been infected by some alien from outer space?
And we're laughing and breathing
this is like
it all
species.
In.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you people are already done. You don't even know.
Telling
it.
You, it's more like
dead.
It's more like gremlins. He just pops out of his neck.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Well, luckily, this picture you saw has been cut open and the contents have been revealed, so it's not billions of spiders.
Did you send that one?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook and
not the one of
Twitter.
Mid-surgery.
We have an actual good show today.
That's good.
All right, let's do our good show.
Right now, it's time for medical emergency talk.
All right, so come Friday evening.
Should they look at these pictures? Should this be an interactive segment?
It's as interactive as you're going to get if you go ahead and go to the Facebook page or the Cirque du Soroy Facebook page where we've posted the picture or at Mike Soroy.
At Mike Soroy and at Cash Sports are both of our Twitter accounts. We're hard at work 24/7 tweeting our asses off. But as far as today goes, you want this to be an interactive segment. And you are warned before you go today. I'm dead serious. Because on Facebook, I put the picture and then the headline is Kill It With Fire. Because you had growths.
Let's put it this way. If Mike Reiner's zit got a Facebook page, the thing that was on my neck needs a blog. Basically, what happened is I had a little growth thing on my neck. And over the last couple weeks, it ballooned up to a nice, I don't know, half lime size or something like that. And being the man that I was just going to gut it out, take my medication, and hopefully it would go down. And then my wife came into town Friday. She had been gone for about a week, and she saw me and freaked out.
Rightly so. Mary, I mean, this was freak out when you see it. And again, if you look at either of these pictures, you will know why.
So we, she's like, no, we need to do something immediately. This is a holiday weekend.
What was her reaction?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Because this thing has been on his neck for a month or so, like a small little thing, and it's manageable. And you went and saw an expert.
I've got my Mavs playoff beard going, so you
couldn't
even
see it. Right, so it's somewhat hidden. But you were told by an expert, okay, you don't have to sweat this too bad. This is whatever it is, and it's not cancerous. It's not the end of the world. You're okay.
So evidently it got infected or something, and it blowed up good.
Like huge. And it's on his neck. I mean, I saw it, and I swear, my palms got sweaty, and I like hugged you.
Now,
and I said, let's go, fix this now.
The reason for bringing this up is that I think that a lot of people talk about places that you don't visit very often, and that when you do, it's a whipping. Like, I know a lot of people say when they have to get their driver's license renewed, like somebody I know, you don't go because, oh, it's going to be a line, it's going to be, you know, whatever, and it's
a pain in the butt. So you just ride without a license.
And then when you go, it's amazing, people watching, there's crazy stuff going on, and you know, whatever. So an emergency room is somewhere that I hadn't been in a long, long time. And certainly not for myself. And it's a Friday night before the holiday weekend, and we get in there. And after a certain amount of time, weird things start happening. I mean, we sat in there for like 2 hours, because obviously the first thing you do, you check in, the nurse or whoever looks at you, and then they say, okay, this is not life-threatening, so you're put in the list, and you sit there.
And you said the emergency room entrance?
Yes.
Are there people running by with compound fractures?
And that's the thing. So, I mean, I'm sitting in there, I put my little name on the list, and I'm uncomfortable. I'm in a little bit of pain, but it's okay, you know, I'm going to be fine. Mm-hmm. There's people with corkscrews in the side of their head. There's, a guy
with a little shark attached to his arm. Yes. It's like the Beetlejuice waiting room.
Yes, it's exactly.
A guy with a shrunken head.
All of a sudden, there's lights that start happening, and a guy comes through on a gurney, and he's got a freaking machete in his thigh. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's serious stuff going on. And so the first thing is you feel guilty for even being there.
Yeah, like, I'm not as bad as you guys.
You know, and I'm lucky enough to have insurance. I'm looking around at a bunch of people that I don't think have insurance. So, I mean,
what did they look like?
They looked
like these insurance-less people.
One by one.
Insurance-less people. This is what they look like. And, you know, so the first thing you feel is guilt. And then after about 2 hours of waiting, what happens is every little personal characteristic of the people around you starts becoming maddening, insane. Like the things that just, they don't realize that you're caught in a confined space with the kind of, with people that you don't normally hang out with, right? And it's, everybody lives their life great. However they want to live their life is fantastic. But you normally hang out with, you know, your friends or people that are like you in one way or another. And that's one of those melting pot situations where people are thrown together. Normally they are in a stressful situation. Somebody's hurt or injured or whatever. And, you know, it's just it's a melting pot. It's crazy. But
in your case, even the guy with the bow and arrow through part of his head is still looking at you like you're a freak.
Don't know that was the case, but
trust me, he was.
So like there's three guys sitting next to me who are hanging out like they're in the living room, and they're cussing up a storm in their conversation. MF this, MF that, you know, whatever. And after 2 hours of it, it starts to drive me bonkers.
What'd they look like?
It doesn't matter what they look like.
Well, we're just trying to paint a mental picture. This is radio.
Okay, well.
No, don't even. Go ahead.
So then a mother comes in, you know, who's looks like she hasn't missed a meal. She's pushing three bills. She comes in with her daughter, who's probably 18, and she's pushing about 225. Nice. And then the 225-er has a little baby, and the little baby has like a whooping cough. And it's just so uncomfortable.
So
poor
gross.
Baby is like can't breathe, and it's sucking on a bottle. And
is the baby fat?
Yeah, well, it's not a healthy baby. And I'm like,
I gotta get out of here.
I gotta get out of here. So anyway, all this stuff happens. Eventually we get into the emergency room, and I'm thinking, okay, give me a little topical cream, and we'll move on. Long story short, we gotta cut this thing and lance it, get what's inside out, and it was
what was in there? Gold doubloons?
No, not spiders, not gold doubloons.
Treasure map.
It looked like
two gold doubloons.
Confetti? No,
it looked like, I would say, mayonnaise.
Oh. Sadly, the people who have taken the journey over to Facebook or Twitter to take a look at this are cringing their way through this as well because, dude, I have no brother, I've never seen anything like that growing on a human.
Well, my wife was sitting right
next
to me. She
sent me more pictures, by the way, during this segment, she your is? Wife, yes, oh. Which I'm not going to retweet no, or put picture. Up there.
Well, that's a thing. What the hell? She's there to support me, in quotes, and she was very
and
nice.
She's laughing.
She's holding
and
my hand. I mean, I'm getting jabbed at and, you know, whatever, and I'm cringing. I actually rolled on audio of the whole thing. TC, you're going to love this. There was a nurse that was, like, making, like, this guy was out there. He was great, but he was like, oh, I'm going to come back in here and see what comes out of that thing. He was like weirdly excited to see what was going to come out of my neck. So I'm like, okay, this guy's kind of funny. So I'll start rolling on it. Well, I got a little scared once we got close to the situation. So I didn't realize that I rolled through the entire surgery of myself squirming and making all these terrible noises. Meanwhile,
crying,
my wife, yes.
Whimpering.
I did have double tears at one point.
Did you pray at all?
I'm laying down and double tears are coming down. Anyway, so my wife is taking pictures of the procedure.
Like, well, good. She's documenting it for insurance purposes in case this is it.
Well.
How caring.
Yeah. Caring about your future.
And I think when I was in real pain and I looked at her and I saw like a little bit of joy in her face because she was so happy to be close to this medical procedure because she finds it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I felt a little let down and she noticed it and decided she was going to just sit down and support me and hold my hand.
So the doctor came in and lanced you in the side of the neck with a pitchfork?
It's basically just like OJ.
Well, so the bottom line is even there's some funny Twitter comments and Facebook comments about what's going on with you.
What do you got?
Autoerotic asphyxia gone horribly wrong. Our friend Danny Salazar. Some OMGs. I like my kill it with fire.